This is The Source on KSTX, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. When it's time for Texas to adopt new textbooks, it's a political fight and about evolution. Darwin's theory of natural selection and the origin of the species, it all comes under attack. That time is now, and this time the process is not an exception. A review team has been selected, and critics say it's seeded with too many unqualified procreationism extremists. The State Board of Education is in charge of the process, and to help us understand what's going on, Michael Sota joins us. He's a former member of the board. He represented San Antonio region. And also on the line, Scott Thurman. He's the director of the documentary The Revisionaries that looks at the State Board of Education's role in the nation's culture war. Welcome to The Source.
Good to be with
you,
David.
How's it going?
We're doing great. Okay, we invite our listeners to join this conversation. When you need to take part, let us know what you think, what you will expect out of the State Board of Education and your textbooks. Give us a call. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. You could also email your questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org and go to the comments section on our website at tpr.org. So let me start with you, Scott. You directed the documentary, The Revisionaries. What is it about? How did you? Why did you decide to focus in on the State Board of Education?
I guess I started to focus in on the board when I started to see how much national attention they were getting while they were reviewing the science TEKS, Texas Essential Knowledge and Skills. I started focusing in on a few board members and began filming with them in their private lives. Outside of the board, but my focus was sort of on the separation of church and state and some of the board members' willingness to sort of introduce their own ideological beliefs into the curriculum.
So, Michael Sota, you were on the State Board of Education. Now, actually choosing textbooks and dealing with curriculum, there's a lot more to being on the State Board than that. You have to deal with a lot of financial issues. Talk about that.
The one duty of the State Board that's written into the Texas Constitution is management of the Permanent School Fund, which is a very large endowment. Right now it's worth about $26 billion, and it helps supply the monies necessary to buy textbooks and other things in public schools. Charter school adoption was another important part of the State Board's duties. The expectations of the office are pretty varied.
Right, but dealing with this, managing the permanent school fund, that's a billion-dollar fund. It's huge.
It's worth about $26 billion right now. It's second only to Harvard's endowment in terms of all educational funds that are out there in the United States.
So really, when we try to vote for our members of the State Board of Education, we really should be looking for people who have experience in dealing with, financial matters.
I think that it's important to elect people who are willing to be honest and open about how they make their decisions and to use whatever background they have, for the benefit of all of Texas students. If some have expertise in financial matters, fantastic. If some have expertise in teaching and in the curriculum, that's great. And so I think it takes a wide range of experiences on the board.
Right, but the thing that we tend to focus on mainly is their role in the culture war, particularly when it comes to things like evolution and some people who have doubts about evolution. And right now, what is happening, Michael, with the textbook situation? Where are we in this process?
Well, 4 years ago, the State Board adopted a new set of curriculum standards regarding the science education in Texas public schools. 4 years later, we are now adopting new textbooks that are designed to cover those changed science curriculum standards. And so all of the hullabaloo that surrounded the teaching of evolution that came up 4 years ago is going to be repeated in the next couple of months when the state completes its selection of publicly funded textbooks for use in science classrooms throughout the state. And at this very moment, we have some state board-appointed textbook review committees deciding which of these proposed science textbooks meet those curriculum standards and which of them don't.
And people, critics of this process are saying that there are people on the review committee who are outspoken creationists and are they've even written books about creationism. They are experts in creationism, and that they are opponents to actual science and evolution. And so how do people like that end up on the review committee for science textbooks?
Well, when you have members of an elected body deciding who gets appointed to textbook review teams, then you're pretty much guaranteeing that politics are going to play a role in the appointment of those review team members. And so you have state board members who like to ride very narrow political hobby horses, and they appoint review team members who are of like mind when it comes to these ideological positions that drive them every day.
So, Scott Thurman, when you made your documentary, The Revisionaries, how did this all play out, the creationism versus pure science in your documentary?
Well, very similar. I'll kind of point out some of the similarities and differences maybe with the textbook process. But for the TEKS review process, they first had these writing teams kind of create the draft, and then they would amend that draft. The board members would amend that draft. Then it would go back to the writing teams, sort of back and forth. They would come up with a set of TEKS, and then they had expert reviewers. Now, the writing teams and these expert reviewers were all, appointed by board members, so they often share the same sort of biases that the board members will have. And I think, there are several opportunities in there for other individuals to come in and have their say, but ultimately it's these board members that vote on that process. Now, with the TEKS, they were actually writing it from scratch. But, for the most part, you had a lot of educators on those original writing teams. Now, in the process,
I mean, Kevin, you're really, Scott, you're really talking about a complex process, and you lost me a while ago. If we're going to continue this, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to get back to the phone calls. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. Take your calls and your comments, see what you think about the textbooks in Texas, and whether or not you think politics should play a role in what our students are learning, and science and social studies and everything else. This is The Source on KSTX.
Thank you for the opportunity to question Chairman McElroy. I think this is one of the most important jobs in Texas. There are 15 bills floating around here to strip your authority, to make sure that you have nothing to do with curriculum and nothing to do with selecting textbooks. You've created a hornet's nest like I've never seen here. Now, the perception out there is that you, as chair, have done everything conceivably possible to make sure that intelligent design is what is taught in the state's textbooks. How would you respond to that?
The question is, did I try to put intelligent design in the books? I'd say that'd be false. Absolutely.
That you've done everything possible as chairman to push that point of view.
No, sir.
What would you say? How would you respond to that?
I would say it's not true. I would say I did everything I did to bring up some of the scientific difficulties of evolution. I would say that would be absolutely true.
And that is a clip from the documentary, The Revisionaries. It's a documentary that looks at the State Board of Education's role in the nation's culture wars, particularly when it comes to adopting textbooks and the curriculum in Texas schools when dealing with things like evolution. Scott Thurman is the director of the documentary. He joins us in the Source this afternoon. Also, Michael Sote, former member of the State Board of Education. He represented San Antonio region in the State Board. And we're talking about the current effort to adopt new textbooks and how, again, we're seeing the collision between evolution and creationism in their textbooks. Let me kind of go to the phones really quick. I do have a caller. And if you want to join the conversation, the number is 614-8980, 614-8980. Kevin is on the line. Kevin, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. I've been listening to the source now as it started, and I have, to be honest, I've been a little disappointed that PPR hasn't covered something like this, and now I'm very happy that you are. So I've been tracking the School Board of Education and so on, and I just think that it's a very important topic to talk about. I believe that science has weighed in on this, and it's kind of an old discussion and an old topic, and Texas is just backward. Evolution is a very sound science, and the attempts of McElroy and also Barbara Cargill, who's now the president, I believe, of the School Board of Education, they have ulterior motives because it basically, in their minds, evolution contradicts their religion. It doesn't have to, but of course, in some people's minds and some people's interpretation of the Bible, that's what happens. And I think that the listeners need to understand that Cynthia Dunbar and Barbara Cargill and others, they don't care how many academicians come and argue in Austin in front of them. I've seen this. They just don't care. They really have so much power to push around what's in the textbooks. And it's not just the science of evolution. There's also, they will have issues with even world history or world archaeology. If there's issues about cavemen and the Bronze Age and the Iron Age and the Stone Age, that also has problems. And they've made efforts to suppress things in the school books, even suppressing pictures of women carrying briefcases because they felt like that wasn't an appropriate depiction of a woman in social studies books and so on.
All right, Kevin, I'm going to... Kevin, thank you for your call. I'm going to let my guest join in on that so you get their reaction. So, Michael Soto, you've been a member of the State Board of Education. Is that your experience, that there were people objecting to photographs of women carrying briefcases and social studies books, and really this is about a religious belief and not about scientific accuracy?
You know, I think it's Kevin put his finger on a really important facet of a process that is too often politicized. You get personal ideological beliefs driving the discussion of a very narrow part of the science curriculum at the expense of a reasonable consideration of the science curriculum as a whole. And that includes other potentially more theologically controversial areas such as the theory of infinity or the theory of dark matter, which Texas public school students are required to study, but it never comes up because the soundbite hasn't been written to take those ideas on. But it need not be politicized. And in fact, 2 years ago, when we adopted new science materials, supplemental science materials for high schools, because there wasn't enough money in the budget to buy a whole new set of science textbooks, we only covered those areas that were new in the curriculum, including the theory of evolution. And I think reason prevailed 2 years ago, and we listened to science experts, we listened to classroom educators, and in the end, most science instructors throughout the state were happy with the quality of the product that was available to them. There were some political dust-ups here and there, but in the end, I think reason prevailed. And so although the process is too often politicized, we've seen that it doesn't have to be, and good results can come about.
Scott Thurman, the director of the documentary The Revisionaries, your documentary was shown on PBS. It has received a lot of national attention, won some awards. Why do people outside of Texas care what happens to Texas textbooks?
Well, I guess the sort of biggest claim is that Texas influences the rest of the nation because our buying market is so large. We have a centralized buying market, as Michael spoke about earlier. And because it's so large, the textbook publishers will often cater to our language, and in turn later distributing those same textbooks to other states. Some of that power is waning because of the sort of outspokenness of some of the board members through the recent years have caused other states to pass laws even to try to keep those books out. But we're still influential. The bottom line is money, and I guess Texas is still doing well enough to have that great influence.
Okay, back to the phones. James is on the line. James, welcome to The Source.
Hey, how are you all today? I appreciate you taking my call.
Okay, go ahead.
I hope I'm not taking you off of the subject too bad, but I was wondering, just from my perspective, it doesn't seem to me that really the theory of evolution has a whole lot to do with science itself. It has I feel like it has more to do with kind of of where we came from. And as far as science textbooks go, what do you feel we are gaining or losing by really fighting this battle over evolution? I mean, should we be teaching about current research? I feel like we should be teaching about current research and the things that science is doing to improve life for the human race. So how does evolution really play into it, that and play into education in the textbooks that much?
All right, James, let's let our guest take that on. Michael, can you address that?
Well, my area of expertise is 20th century American literature and cultural history, so I'm not going to profess to have anything expert to say about the theory of evolution, but I do trust my colleagues at Trinity University in the biological sciences when they tell me that the theory of evolution is the linchpin of the modern medical and biological sciences, and you know, because they are experts, I take them at their word.
Well, I know that we see things like antibiotic-resistant bacteria, and as that is evolution happening right before our eyes, as humanity tries to get ahead of certain diseases, they are fighting back. It is the survival of the fittest, and it is a linchpin of science, and to ignore it because. I think that you would be depriving our students of the knowledge that they probably really need to know to be competitive on a national basis. Scott, any reaction to that?
Well, yeah, I just want to point out that creationists, I don't know, I entered the debate on evolution and saw sort of it in black and white, and as I got involved, I saw more of sort of degrees of gray and degrees of creationism, and I would say that even most, the young earth creationists that Don McElroy is in the category of, don't have any problem with what they consider microevolution. You know, they get flu shots and so forth. They have a bone to pick with macro, mostly because that's, you know, humans from apes sort of transition. And so that's where they sort of have a problem with that. And I would also say that extends to the entire debate, whether it's history and social studies or science. It's that there are political arguments within this debate that I think they're very intelligent political arguments. I'm not going to say they're scientific arguments, but on both sides of it. And so I would just encourage most people to familiarize themselves with the actual, you know, teaks or textbook information, and debate the issue from a more informed perspective, because all too often I would hear from people that, you know, they would be alarmed by the documentary and base their, you know, ideas about the State Board of Education off the documentary or something that, you know, just a single article, and it's just not very informed. I think you need to look into the issue more and find that there are some pretty crafty arguments. It's not battling over evolution, it's strengths and weaknesses.
Okay. Yeah, that's the argument that we hear. The challenge to evolution is they want people to teach the strengths and weaknesses. They want to say there's other views that need to be taught in the classroom. So and so is that what happened when you were there, Michael Soto?
Well, the science curriculum standards were adopted prior to my service on the board. We did adopt the high school supplemental materials that were based on those standards. And too often it was people talking at each other and not with each other. And as one of the callers mentioned earlier, it didn't matter the credentials of an expert who testified before the state board if he or she was presenting evidence that flied in the face of a person's personal beliefs. They were often dismissed and sometimes even ridiculed. And so I think that it would behoove the entire board, you know, to take a good lesson in listening.
Now, aren't there safeguards in place to prevent you know religious extremists to taking over the textbooks?
Well, sure. I think that the process that is put in place that relies largely on experts and teachers to write the curriculum and to review the textbooks being considered, they're very important safeguards. But unfortunately, if a single member with an axe to grind has enough votes on the state board, then too often the good work of teachers and experts flies by the wayside.
And don't these religious extremists, hope that the other side is not looking, that they really are focused on getting this passed when people who support evolution aren't paying attention? Real quickly.
I think that they'll do whatever they can, but whether it's surreptitious or not, to get their point across.
All right, Michael Soto, thank you so much. Former member of the State Board of Education, Scott Thurman, director of the Documentary Visionaries. This is The Source. We'll be right back with Brian Chasnoff of the Express News.